bigger shatnez regarding a garment that is shatnez and its status of mukseh. Is a mukseh garment, is a shatnez garment mukseh on Shabbat? Actually, it's a mahalukah amongst the Rishonim. Maharam Rotenberg, for example, clearly writes that the beged of shatnez is mukseh, and he brings an ayah from the Gemara in Betzah. And the logic is that this cannot be worn on Shabbat, and it can't be worn during the week as well. So therefore it doesn't have any use, not on Shabbat and not during the week. So therefore it takes on a status of mukseh, according to Maharam Mirotenburg. However, you have on the other side Rabbeinu Simcha, that's brought down in the Or Zaruah, that says it's not mukseh, because still it has a Torat Keli, it still has a function as a Keli, although you can't wear it, but it probably has other functions. You can cover things with it and do other things with it. Lema'aseh, Maran brings both opinions down. In Shin Chet Siman Mem Zayin, he brings Yesh VeYesh. The second Yesh is the lenient Yesh. And based on the principle of Yesh VeYesh and Akaki Yesh Batra, it sounds like Maran is holding that a beged of Sha'atnez is not Mukseh. And that's the way Hakam Menuhat Ahava wants to say that Maran's opinion is Lakel. Even according to the opinions that are Mahmir, the Aruch HaShulchan writes that's only considered a kli shemelakton l'isur. So even according to the Oslim, would be permissible to move it l'tzorek gufo or mekomo. So halakha l'maaseh, a guy's got a shatnez suit in his closet, and he needs to move it to get to a suit that he needs, no matter which opinion you take. If you take the Oslim, so it's kli shemelakton l'isur. This is a tzorek mekomo, I need the place. If you go according to the Matirim, which is really the halakha, so you would have no problem to move it as well. So again, beged shatnez on Shabbat, according to the strict halakha, mutar le tamtelo.